Y94.
Maggie, glow sticks are not appropriate in the studio.
But it's my birthday.
Oh, fine. I guess so. Whew, whew. Flush Format Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station. I wish you could see the dancing that just occurred here in the Playhouse Studios. It was beautiful.
I was just going to say it wasn't pretty.
It was real nice. Maggie with her glow sticks. Me waving my belly in every direction it could swing. Rat did have a pacifier in. He was quite excited about it. Mm-hmm. Did you take that from the baby or what?
I just borrowed it.
Yeah.
My putsy.
So, Playhouse mailbag situation for you. This is from Miranda. What do you think about this? She says, we are struggling right now with our teenage daughter. She has been very fortunate and has been offered a full scholarship to a out-of-state school.
Ooh, that
would have been real nice, huh?
Right.
She received many offers, kind of similar, but this is by far the best. Here's the best part. She thinks she should turn it down. Because it's, quote, too far from her boyfriend, who will be attending NDSU. My husband wants to kill her, and of course him, and my question for other parents in the area would be this. Would you try and force her to leave when she clearly doesn't want to? Sure, she might be 18, but we do have enough, quote, financial control, end quote, to show our dominance if we need to. So she could get what it sounds to be a free ride in college. That'd be real nice. But she has to go a state or two away. Or she could stay here close to her boyfriend, who's 10 minutes away. But then she's got to pay some money. I don't know how much. Doesn't say if she's got anything offered there or not. Would you try to force her out of there? Because they could say things. They don't say what, but I imagine maybe car or insurance or who knows what the case is. They seem to think they have enough financial control. They could kind of force her to leave if they wanted to. I'd kill him and then I'd force you to leave. After the funeral.
See, but and then there's a problem, because even if you force her to go, if she still stays with this boyfriend, is she going to invest herself wherever she is, or is it going to be just calling back home every single night to talk to her boyfriend and not really doing what she should be doing in college?
College is spendy.
Yes, I think it is.
If you can get a free ride, I don't care where you live. I don't care where he lives. You're going to go. That's how I feel about it. Your thoughts on it, 237 hits. In text 35270, their daughter can get a free ride if she leaves the state, but she wants to pay money for college. Go ahead and go to NDSU with her boyfriend. Your feelings, 237 hits.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
You know what? I will tell those people to seriously get a grip.
Y94.
The Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie. 8:28 in the morning and 41 degrees. Here at Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, The Playhouse in the Morning. So, a mailbag situation for you from Miranda. Now, I'm just going to run through it again real quickly. She says, we are struggling right now with our daughter. She's been fortunate enough to be in a situation where she's been offered a full scholarship to a out-of-state school, which I think of these days. I mean, how often do those opportunities come up?
Mm-hmm.
It's a rare thing. A full ride, free ride. She received many offers, but this is by far the best. But here's the great part about the whole thing. She thinks she should turn it down because it's, quote, too far from her boyfriend who will be here attending NDSU. My husband wants to kill her and him, of course. My question for other parents in the area would be this. Would you try and force her to leave and go to school elsewhere when she clearly doesn't want to? Sure, she might be 18, but we have enough financial control to show our dominance if we really need to. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, I had a similar situation, not a full ride by any means, but my boyfriend and I were graduating high school, and he went to UND, and I stayed here in Moorhead, and that was the best thing we could have ever done. Not as far as maybe she would be away, but if we would have been in the same town, we probably would have broke up and killed each other or something, but now we're married, so.
So is your feeling is they got to find a way to kind of convince her this is the right thing to do, you got to go.
Yeah, we traveled every weekend back and forth, and it made it better. We had our own time on the weekdays and saw each other on the weekends, and it probably saved the relationship, really.
There we go. We appreciate you calling in. My first thought was, I mean, if you have a situation where it's a free ride, and you want to turn that down, and somebody's going to have to cough up money for that decision, better be her that coughs up that money.
Right.
I don't think mom and dad should have to foot the bill because you want to be close to your boyfriend. Aww. Now, she's going to have to figure out how to do that, I think.
I would try to explain the benefits to her of the free scholarship and tell her that she should go and explain to her that maybe she could come home every other weekend or whatever. And if she's still with this boy in the future, then maybe then we would reconsider letting her come closer to home.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. And, Rad, if you check out the text at 35270, what are we seeing there?
She should go to the other college. I learned from experience. I stayed for mine and wish I would have gone. Go. My wife has $80,000 in student loans, and it kills me slowly writing the check. Probably will end up being a better life experience and education anyways. Somebody says, I wouldn't force her, but I wouldn't pay for her school to stay here. She can get her own loans if she turns down a full ride. Also, ultimately, you can't force her to go. I'd tell her that if she wants to go to her boyfriend's college, she has to pay for it herself with no financial help from her parents. That way, she might see the benefit of a full ride. Also, as a student up to my neck in loans from transferring from a university that was giving me scholarships to one that isn't, save yourself, girl, and take the scholarship.
Again, this girl in a situation where she could go to college, it's a free ride, but she's got to leave the state. But oh no. You got a boyfriend going to NDSU. Wouldn't that be great to go to NDSU and be with your boyfriend? But then you got to pay for school. Mom and dad are like, obviously, you need to leave. And she doesn't see it that way. They feel like they do have enough financial control in her life that they could force her to leave and are wondering if that's what you would do. What is the Facebook saying, Maggie?
A lot of people saying she shouldn't ruin her education on a boy. I think she should explore other states, other schools. If the boyfriend really loved and cared for her, he wouldn't make her choose between him or a good opportunity. Then again, she's old enough to make her own choices, even if her parents don't agree with them. Boyfriends come and go. I would go to the out-of-state school. It's the better choice in the long run. And agreed that she should not waste a great opportunity on a boy. If they love each other, they'll still be there for each other no matter how far away. And he should be supporting her. But if she doesn't want to take the full ride, tell her to have fun with years of debt from student loans that she will have to pay off herself.
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking?
Yep, that's a definite money of just. That should be unanimous that, she should go to school and if he really loves her, stick around. But.
For sure. Hey, man, we appreciate it. You have a good weekend, okay? I think it is safe to say it's a pretty, we're all eye to eye on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's like, hey, you should totally, yeah, go ahead, rack up all that debt, stay here. I do think, though, if that's what she wants to do, mom and dad, you got to just be like, mm-mm, no sentence from us, no money from us, that's all you.
Yes.
You get to figure it out. You had a free ride and you turned it down for him? Psh, you guys are going to be broke up 6 months in anyway. Best of luck to you. Enjoy your debt. Brett, maybe a final run of the text if you want to.
Somebody's throwing out, pay off the boyfriend to convince her to go. I think it's a terrible idea. What if he breaks up with her? She'll be giving up the whole free college experience and will end up paying for it all for nothing. If she chooses that she wants to pay for it, let her do it. But no help from mom or dad. She'll figure out real quick she should have taken the free ride. Plus, if this boyfriend is the real deal, distance shouldn't matter. It's harder, but if it's meant to be, it'll work out. Also, another great point, maybe mom and dad could help her pay to come visit him. I would tell her to try at least a semester. If she doesn't like it then, maybe discuss coming back. College is a time to find yourself, and relationships at that age usually don't make it all the way. Don't make this all about the money, though.
Kind of a quick one, but that's because I think most of us are kind of like saying exactly the same thing. If you think you have a different point of view on it, it is posted on the Playhouse Facebook page, which you can link up to at y94.com. Going to play another flusher here in Flush Format Friday. But then after that, going to tell you about the cool party we got going on tonight and how you can win a beautiful free designer handbag.
Flush Format Friday.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.